Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. Full Circle Radio. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now, here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Bryant, and welcome to Full Circle, the classic Jesus music radio show, where I'm taking you back to where it all began. And every time I sit down to do a new episode, I'm in prayer for God's perfect timing, what songs to play, and insights that I might share. So, the journey begins with the Imperials.
I know I can't love without you. I'm just another cold and empty room. If I never let your spirit dwell in me. Close the door and start again. So this prayer, your invitation, Lord, will be. Make my heart your own. Take it as your own. Light the fire and warm this house.
Make my heart your home, Paul Smith and Leslie Phillips. From the Imperials album, Side to Side, on Dayspring Records, a division of Word. It was their first double album, allowing each member a solo side and, well, featured a young Leslie Phillips pursuing an early CCM career at the time. My friend Steve Taylor, Marty McCall, and others sang on the track, and it was produced by Keith Thomas, and my friend Jeff Balding in Nashville helped to make that a great song that touched so many. Now, the theme of this episode is simply that nothing can separate us from God's love. Now, we know that at times it may not feel that way because of struggles and disappointments and loss, and we'll especially talk about loss on this program because it's real, Yeah, it's real. It sometimes affects us for a lifetime. But we have James chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, that tells us to consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. So, loss is part of the human story. We lose jobs, finances, dreams. We lose our age. We even feel the slow loss of strength and certainty. And we may lose dear family members. In truth, that's what inspired me to produce this episode. The loss of one of my oldest friends who lived in Illinois and another friend in Florida, almost back to back. And I feel the loss. The scripture never hides this reality. Psalm 34:18 reminds us, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 says, we do not grieve as those without hope. Even in loss, God is faithful.
Caught in the current of giving in, when the struggle has made you too tired to swim, and you're fighting the fear that you're near the end, and losing the strength to go on. How many times have you been this way, when you couldn't break into the light of day? But didn't He bring you through anyway? And didn't He say, carry on? Taken captive by kingdoms that rose and fell, but didn't He bring them back home? Home, home, home. Sometimes the darkness comes over you, and the enemy tries to recapture you, but you know there is nothing that He can do, 'cause Jesus has already won.
Carry on.
Carry on.
Looking back to 1981 on the new Pax label, Carry On, from the Talk to One Another project, Brown Bannister. Now, here's a guy my age, born the same year, who was known as the most influential storytellers of the 1970s Jesus music era. So, do you remember the song He's Alive? And got to tell somebody. His style of music, scriptural narrative, and pastoral reflection. Here's Don Francisco on Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
Speak peace to my heart, Lord Jesus. This world has taken its toll. It's strife and confusion, it's doubt and it's fear. I've troubled and wearied my soul. Speak peace to my heart, Lord Jesus. Let your spirit take full control. Just like you spoke to the waves and the storm, Lord Jesus, speak peace to my soul. Speak peace to my heart, Lord Jesus. These worries and fears are from you. Help me remember my life's in your hands, and your promises all will Jesus, let your spirit take full control. Just like you spoke to the waves and the storm, Lord Jesus, speak peace to my soul.
Don Francisco and Speak Peace to My Heart. Don Postuma produced the song for Don in 1979 on the new Pax record label. Some might say it was a musical prayer of sorts, a prayer asking Jesus to bring calm when the soul is troubled. You could call it a prayer of the overwhelmed believer. Now, if that's not you presently, I suspect you've been there before, because I sure have been. A prayer like this doesn't pretend everything's solved. Instead, it voices a simple request. Lord, speak peace to my heart. One more song before a break from Barry McGuire, who had sung one of the darkest protest songs of the 60s, Eve of Destruction. There does seem to be much uncertainty or upheaval that could cause one to live in anxiety and fear. Barry was quite accustomed to that life. But after encountering Christ, he began singing about something entirely different. In the middle of a troubled world, he recorded the song simply called There Is a Peace. It's the kind of peace that doesn't erase the storm, that settles the soul. Looking back to 1974, from To the Bride on the Myrrh label, produced by the late Billy Ray Hearn. John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Barry McGuire.
World's gone insane, people blowing out their brains, flying off of bridges, lying down in front of trains, shooting dope to cope, laugh cause they can't take it, getting drunk, laugh always stunk, it's more than what they make it. I have you heard? There is a peace, the Prince of Peace, and he can ease our troubled minds. He came on shame, died for you and me. Now we can come to him on bended knee. Meditation mesmerized in Latin to the times. Nothing's wrong, nothing's right. Relativity delight. Guilt, you say, is built on a concept someone gave you. You choose to lose your conscience, thinking somehow that can save you. Ah, have you heard? There is a peace, the Prince of Peace, and he can ease our troubled mind. He came unashamed to die for you and me. Now we can come to him on bended knees. There is a peace, the Prince of Peace, and he can ease our troubled mind. He came unashamed to die for you and me. Now we can come to him on bended knees. We can come to him on bended knees.
Even though it seems that the world is changing, we're all basically still in the same situation, needing more of God. So would you take a moment with me and write down my address for sharing other episodes like this one and past and future ones? You can get in touch with me at www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. At the website, you'll find those past episodes referred to, pictures, more information about this particular ministry, the different formats that feature my show, and how you can support in a practical way these efforts. I mean, this is a listener-supported radio show. And I think most people realize that we're just letting you be aware, not asking you to do anything that's not in your heart to do. On the website, you'll find a give button at the top, and all one-time gifts, or those on a regular monthly basis, are all tax-exempt. And thanks. And let me remind you that what we're looking back to is where it all began. I'm going to be more intentional in this episode, featuring songs from early Jesus music in the 1970s and 80s, and a lot of songs that were connected to Calvary Chapel in Costa Mesa, California, and Maranatha Music. This next song came from Maranatha 4, a compilation record featuring various Calvary Chapel artists.
I've heard the wisdom from the wisely wise, heard the stories of men who have died.
Wooden Fong and Mustard Seed Faith. Back in 1974, with my friend Louis McVeigh on guitar and the rest of the band, All I Know. There have been times in my life where answers have disappeared, and I can tell you, explanations felt very empty. But I held on to one simple truth: Jesus Himself alone. And I'll probably remind you about that on this show. Life gets complicated. And it's then we need to return to that which is sure and allow Jesus to become the anchor. When everything else seems to fail, then we can say, when I don't understand anything else, all I know is Jesus. Now, in the early days of the Jesus movement, the music was simple, sometimes just a guitar, a few voices, but the songs carried something powerful: honesty. It wasn't a song about having all the answers. It was a song for the believer who had lost the answers, but had not lost Jesus. The band Parable recorded a prayer, essentially a cry for God's help when the believer feels overwhelmed, spiritually weak. The song mirrors the tone of a biblical lament prayer, resonates strongly with passages like Psalm 61, verse 2. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
We'll be right back. This is Full Circle.
Welcome back to part two of Full Circle. I'm going to get out the banjo as we get going.
This road I'm traveling, maybe short or maybe long. It is God's highway, so I'm going to travel on. Over the mountains, through the valleys deep and wide, walking in sunlight, far beyond the darkest night. Sometimes it's easy, and my boot heels make no sound. The light flows round me, walking there on holy ground. But when it's rocky, still I know I'm not alone. No, not alone. Jesus is with me, and I know we're going home. As I walk along, I wonder sometimes why he showed me the way. And then his Holy Spirit falls on my heart, says I love you, I love you. He says, I love you. Let the Lord renew your mind. He died to save us, and he showed us to be kind. There is one answer, and one way to make it known. Make it known. Love one another, and we'll never walk alone. This road we're traveling, maybe short or maybe long. It is our Father's highway, so we're gonna travel on and on. Over each mountain, through the valleys deep and wide, walking in his light, far beyond the darkest night.
That's Bethlehem and This Road on Full Circle. And we're looking back to what early Jesus music sounded like. A sound that helped fashion today's CCM. This is Jerry Bryant. Now, if you're listening to these songs, I'm recalling where it all started. From the album Bethlehem on Maranatha Records in 1978. Lead vocals with Danny Daniels, keyboards and lead guitar from the late Randy Rigby. And, of course, the band. Mixed and produced by Al Perkins and Tom Stipe, and some of the mixes from the late Jonathan David Brown. Coming up, an album that was the second major recording, by the way, after their 1973 debut. The Maranatha label was still operating largely as a ministry extension of Calvary Chapel, distributing music through churches and Christian bookstores. Here's the way, and he's the reason to go on.
Life without God is a long, lonely road. One day you'll have to face that fact. But before you do, I want to talk to you about the Savior who's coming. that's how I want to be with him. With my roots in Jesus, growing to the Father, and the Holy Ghost living within.
He's the reason to go on, The Way, with Bruce Herring and Gary Arthur and Dana Engel, with Alex McDougall on drums, pretty much rounded out the band. Although Bruce and Gary got earlier recognition as writers and singers of a couple of songs I'm playing next. Now, during the earliest days of Calvary Chapel's Jesus Movement, the label Maranatha Music did not initially record full bands. Instead, they released compilation albums featuring musicians from the Calvary Chapel community, worship leaders, young songwriters, small informal bands. And the purpose was simple: capture the music happening in the church movement. The first albums were, I still have a copy, the Everlasting Living Jesus Music Concert, 1971, followed by Maranatha 2, 1972, when I first started the Jesus Solid Rock radio show. Only had a few records in my collection, and these records documented the actual musicians playing in church gatherings. Now, I think because of the exposure from the Maranatha records, musicians began touring together. Audiences started recognizing them, and the label encouraged them to record as a group. And that's where the band, The Way, was formally organized. As you can imagine, the label had almost no money at the beginning. Compilation albums were cheaper to produce and could test which songs connected with the listeners and later receive full albums. When I look back to where it all began, I can see they were capturing the movement, the Jesus movement. The goal wasn't building superstars, they were documenting a revival. And it was a record where they were at the time. May it happen again, oh God. While recording this episode, I mentioned earlier I lost a couple of my longest friends. And that song really means a lot to me. In spite of all the pain of loss, he is the reason to go on. Even when life separates us, God holds our relationships in eternity. Even in loss, God is faithful. And Scripture reminds us in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, not to grieve as those without hope. But then in Psalm 73, verse 26, it says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my life.
Jesus is the one. He comforts me in trouble. He taught me how to love. You ask me where this comes from. It's from the Lord above.
Jesus is the one. Jesus is the one.
Jesus will take you to places you've never been. He'll give you a new life, and he'll be your friend.
Jesus is the one. Jesus is the
Jesus, come and be
From Maranatha 2, Bruce Herring, Jesus is the One, and then Gary Arthur, and Jesus is All We Need. Recorded in the Buddy King Studios with that familiar Dove cover from Kearney Erickson and Neil Buchanan. You know, the Jesus movement of the 1970s gave birth to many artists who wrote songs out of real-life struggle, spiritual authenticity. And some have called the Jesus People movement the Raw Lament years. Raw Lament. You may have heard that in some of those early songs. Lament over hardship that wrestles honestly with questions of why before turning toward eternal perspective. Back then, there was a cry to the disillusioned and burned out generation, my generation. Some songs lamented cultural loss, addiction, disappointment, spiritual emptiness. And to be honest, even with finding Jesus, I had a lot of personal struggles and honest prayers asking why. The late Tom Skinner wrote an insightful book called If Christ is the Answer, What Are the Questions? Tom Skinner was a powerful African-American evangelist and social commentator. He spoke widely in the 1960s through the 70s. He addressed racial injustice, youth culture, spiritual emptiness in America. He was also a chaplain for the former Washington Redskins of the NFL in the 1970s and 80s. Tom grew up in a religious household as the son of a minister, but later became involved in street gangs during his youth. Eventually, he renounced his gang activities and dedicated himself to the Christian faith and ministry. He believed that the underlying question was essentially, is there anyone who truly sees me, knows me, that can make my life meaningful? in truth, we still don't have a lot of those answers. But if we continue on in life in Christ when despair sits in, discouragement, emotional fatigue, the temptation to give up, you know what I'm talking about? But let me be transparent with you. I come to the same place every time, essentially, as Jesus becomes the reason to continue living and believing, because Jesus is the only answer. This is Jerry Bryan, and this episode is close to an end. The theme I've shared, the songs I've played, and intending to encourage you that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing, let me emphasize this, nothing in all creation that covers potential, real, or imagined. Allow me to read it to you one more time. Romans 8, 38 through 39 declares, neither death, life, angels, demons, present, future fears, nor any powers can separate us from God's love found in Jesus Christ. God's love, unconditional, based on Jesus' sacrifice, not on human merit or stability. Well, if you're in agreement with what I've just shared, I appreciate your encouragement when you write or send your financial support at our webpage, www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. And of course, this ministry is tax exempt if that matters to you. And whether it's a one-time gift or the regular support a few of you send monthly, really, it's a blessing. Let me say that I treasure your responses about the show. Some time ago, the only thing that a listener wrote was, I needed to correct my grammar because he said I wasn't saying the word right. And I found out in the dictionary you can either say niche or niche, and either are correct. But my listener was not interested so much in that as content or music. Well, I have to believe you might be focused on the message. Thank you, my friends. This last song is from the 1978 Sparrow release, No Compromise. The late Keith Green, with Hadley Hawkinsmith on guitar, John Mayler on drums. Having lived with Keith and Melody Green at Last Days Community in Woodland Hills, California, in the late 70s, it was clear to me Keith's dissatisfaction with the brokenness of the world. He often talked about an anticipation to see Jesus face to face in heaven for eternity. I know that was his passion. I really don't think he was thinking about walking in golden streets, living in a mansion, playing a harp for 1,000 years. Keith was very interested in what heaven looked like and what places God had in mind for him. And now he's starting to realize those things. Someone said that you don't have to die to go to heaven. I believe that's true because God's opening doors to show us things we never thought possible. In Revelation 4, verse 1, I read, come up higher. I'll show you things you don't yet know. Now, maybe you had dreams and visions, and if so, you may understand this song a little differently. I've experienced a deeper spiritual perspective, inviting those who have eyes to see and ears to hear to move beyond earthly limitations into a higher realm of understanding and revelation of God's plans. Regardless of your persuasion, we can all agree, Keith wanted to know these things. As we close the song, I can't wait to get to heaven.
You know, I look around at the world and I see all the beauty that God made. I see the forest and the trees and all the things. And it says in the Bible that he made them in 6 days, and I don't know if they're a literal 6 days or not. Scientists would say no. Some theologians would say yes. It doesn't matter to me. But I know that Jesus Christ has been preparing a home for me and for some of you for 2,000 years. And if this world took 6 days and that home took 2,000 years, Hey man, this is living in a garbage can compared to what's going up there.
Such a joyful sound. Thoughts of heaven somehow seem to fill my mind, but I can't even imagine what it is I'm gonna find. Oh, 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 I can't wait to get to heaven when you wipe away.
Can't wait to get to heaven. The late Keith Green. Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep your eyes to the sky and let your light shine. This is Jerry Bryan. Full Circle is recorded in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production.
This is Full Circle.